Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Well, it is that time of year again here in Wisconsin. We seem to have a lot, kind of a love-hate relationship with winter coming, but it is something that we deal with in this part of the country. We recently observed Winter Awareness Week, and in addition to, of course, the usuals, bundling up and making sure that we're warm, there are great ways to be even better prepared for winter, and joining us today is Katie Roussinellis from Ready Wisconsin. Hi there, Katie.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Trying to stay warm, although it's not really that cold out quite yet.
Yeah, it's a good time to prepare for that. You don't want to be running around, though, looking like Christmas Story, being too bundled up and can't putting your arms down.
I was just going to...
Or falling down and can't getting up. So
I was just going to bring that up as we talk about bundling up. It's, of course, you're referring to that great scene in The Christmas Story where the mom is dressing up the little kid and he can't even move. And you're thinking, wow, that's it must be really cold out there. You're not talking about that kind of bundling up, right?
No, not talking about that kind of bundling up where even there's a scarf wrapped around your face where you can't really see. You don't want that to happen.
we want to be able to see.
You want to be able to see, but it is important protecting yourself. So think about dressing in layers. You want to wear loose-fitting layers. So think about base layer. That can kind of be like moisture wicking against the skin to pull sweat away because you might get overheated depending if you're going inside from outside.
Yeah.
And that type of thing. And then you have your mid layers and your outer layers, but those layers are to help protect you from the extreme cold temperatures. The outer layer protects you from wind and precipitation. So that way that you can stay safe from those extreme cold conditions, especially your fingers. You want to be wearing those gloves. And then scarves are good to kind of keep that wind and cold weather off of your nose and your face.
Mm-hmm. And of course, just add the extra time to bundle up. Something I always say is that I love the beauty of winter. We were talking about this before, how the beauty of winter, but I can't stand driving in it. Can you give us just some tips on winter driving safety?
Try to remember this little rhyme. It's ice and snow, take it slow. So the big thing with that is you want to be cautious in those weather conditions, depending what the road conditions are like. So you might need to drive a little slower. You might need to have a bigger stopping distance between the vehicle in front of you. And also just being aware around you. You don't want to be crowding any plows. You want to give them space to do their job to make sure they clear the roads to make driving safe for you.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about having an emergency kit in our cars, even in our homes. What should that look like?
So an emergency kit in your car, you have some of your usual stuff that you might have left over from summer. So like having an extra car charger for your cell phone, having a flashlight, having batteries in case you get into a road emergency situation. But in winter months, you want to think about having extra blankets in there, having extra hats and gloves, an ice scraper, having sand or kitty litter in case you get into slippery road conditions and you need some traction. And don't forget to bring with you water and snacks for on the road. You don't know what can happen, and that way you have some non-perishable food supplies and water to help you if you're on the road, might go off the road. So that way that you can still be okay out there if that happens.
So in our homes, how can we, are there different ways that we can get our homes winter prepared?
So keep your home winter prepared. Check your smoke alarms, check your carbon monoxide alarms to make sure they're in good working order. Check that manufacturer date to make sure they're not expired because there is a limit. It's not, they're good for a lifetime. On the back, there's a little sticker that will tell you when they need to be replaced. Other things that you should think about for your home is having some non-perishable food stocked up in case there's a power outage and you might not be able to leave your home because of a winter storm.
Right. Finally, why don't you give out maybe your website or where listeners can get to all of this information and more that we talked about?
So this information, we have it on readywisconsin.wi.gov. On that website, we have different weather conditions in the state and what you should be doing before, during, and after. For winter, we have it divided up into two. We have extreme cold and we have winter storms.
Well, we've been talking with Katie Roussinellis, and she is from Ready, Wisconsin. And Katie, I know you've been on the program a couple of times before. It's always good to chat with you, and we appreciate all of the great information you give us.
No problem. It's great catching up with you too, Todd.
I'm Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.